Yeah, a great weekend for Canadian sides, and I think we should start with Toronto FC and Sebastian Giovinco for one. Toronto going down early in their game, but a spirited comeback led by Sebastian Giovinco, and they ended up getting a win, keeping their playoff place alive at the moment as they work towards the postseason. Only a month left in the MLS season. Now they currently sit, Toronto that is, 5 points ahead of Orlando City for the fifth playoff place. Now, just over the weekend, Giovinco just absolutely brilliant. And I've said it before, Giovinco, he's got to be the MVP at the end of this season. 19 goals, 16 assists this year. Giovinco, to put it in some context, he's contributed 35 of Toronto's 52 goals. Without him, I know they're paying him the big bucks, Andy, but to be honest, without him, this is just another poor Toronto side. And again, thinking about it, that Toronto has never made the playoffs in their MLS existence. And so Giovinco, just outstanding. And I just want to direct everybody to finding that goal from the weekend, a fantastic strike from Giovinco just inside the inline, outside of the boot, and somehow he slices it right into the back of the net.
And what about the other Canadian side? We talked about Montreal and Didier Drogba. Since he's gone there, it's had a huge impact.
A fantastic impact. And I did not expect this from Drogba. I didn't know if he had much left in the tank. But 7 goals in 6 games now. He led Montreal to a 2-0 win over DC United, who in their own right are just tanking right now. And Drogba, both goals coming from him before the quarter of an hour mark. And first off, a brilliant free kick from Drogba. Then the second goal he picks up just inside the DC United half, basically makes Steve Birnbaum, DC United defender, look amateur as he slots past Bill Hamid, DC United's goalkeeper.
Yeah, so to the US East Coast, and New York soccer has been getting quite a lot of headlines over the last 12 months. It's been largely the blue side, the Man City related and connected side, but it's actually the Red Bulls with the Bradley Wright and Sean Wright Phillips brothers there. They're the ones who go into this sort of tail end of the season looking quite strong.
Yeah, you're right, Andy. They do. And I've been really a big fan of this New York Red Bulls team all year long, basically, as you just said, because they haven't taken the headlines this year. It's been New York FC. But unfortunately, the Red Bulls did fall over the weekend 5-2 to Orlando City. But the good news is the Red Bulls have already clinched a playoff spot, regardless of how they finish in this last month of the season. They do currently sit atop the Eastern Conference. And I just expect them to keep plodding along as they get towards the end of this regular season and go into the postseason.
How many weeks have we got of regular season before we reach the playoffs, Drew?
Well, the last day of the season, I believe, is Sunday, October 25th. All teams, and I think it's the first time in MLS history, will play on that final day of the season. And then in November, we will begin the playoff run, or that tail end of October there around Halloween. So we've got just a little bit of time left. A lot of teams jockeying for position. There are teams that can still get into the playoffs. Orlando City, New York City FC, both with outside chances. But, of course, we do have teams like Montreal with some games in hand in the Eastern Conference that can really hold on to that last place. And over in the West, it's a little bit more competitive as we see teams such as Portland and Kansas City, who could all still drop out of the playoffs, with Houston and San Jose still chasing.
Now, those who work at the high echelons of Major League Soccer probably won't want us looking ahead beyond the end of the season, because there's still plenty of major MLS action to come. But one thing that the league has become very known for is transfer rumour. This season, we've seen Pirlo, Drogba go to the league. Now talk of former Man United defender Nemanja Vidic heading to MLS.
Yeah, that's right, Andy. And this just came up over the weekend. At least I saw this link over the weekend. And Vidic is actually being rumored for possibly a move in January, which is a little bit, you know, we usually see players going over in the middle of the summer most of the time. But Vidic, since moving to Inter Milan from Manchester United, he's really had a torrid time. And as far as I know, he's out of favor right now with Inter, who are playing quite well, even though they got hammered last night in Serie A action by Fiorentina. But currently, Inter are looking to possibly move him on. And it just so happens that Inter owner Eric Torreira is also the owner of DC United. So there is a link with him moving to DC United. And after the DC United defense got torched by Drogba over the weekend, I think they could use a player of Vidic's caliber. As we've seen, especially in the last few weeks, a lot of these big-name DPs are really stepping it up for their teams. Over the weekend, we haven't talked about them yet, but LA Galaxy, Giovanni Dos Santos, Robbie Keane, and Steven Gerrard all on the score sheet as they top the league now in overall points. And I think we're seeing a lot of these DPs come over and have a little bit more of an impact, and we're seeing more and more players in the league. So especially when they're linking up together like they do in LA, we're going to definitely see a lot more influence in each side.
Music and sport, all on crystal clear digital radio. This is Radio Yorkshire.